I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. Now, we are still on Wild Blue Yonder here in the wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, theory dome, theory verse, time eddy, and cosmic ray. Where I know we've all seen the Christmas special on Boxing Day here in Australia, but I haven't because I'm in the bubble. I'm in Castrovalva. Walking backwards down a walkway that goes also up a wall. We are getting through Peter's message about Wild Blue Yonder, where in last time he was concerned about the TARDIS making holes in things. And is that new? Is that the new normal? He also says, lastly, the Mavity thing. It's making me wonder what's real. The toy maker's known to bring up fake worlds, universes. If Isaac Newton has called it Mavity and now Donna's timeline has changed and she calls it that, and Peter goes on to explain that there's a video on Instagram where David Tennant actually does a good job explaining to Catherine Tate how that works because she is bewildered by a lot of the science fiction. Like, it's one of my favourite things is Catherine Tate trying to get her head around sci-fi. Like, that is... bonkers. Like in the Donna Noble Big Finish series where she's just like, yeah, now I'm in charge and I still am completely bewildered. On the other hand though, this week there is a Big Finish bonus episode on patreon.com/AdamRichard which is about the Robots series, which stars Nicola Walker, who you might know from like Annika or The Split. She's been in Last Tango in Halifax. She's in Unforgotten. Like, she's, you know, one of the best actors of all time. Anyway, she is a companion to the Eighth Doctor in a lot of Big Finish. In fact, I think she's been doing it for nearly 10 years. And in the special features, she talks about how much she absolutely loves science fiction. Like, she's so into it. She is all across it. And she's like, I never get a chance to play in that world except at Big Finish, which is why she loves being the Doctor's companion. Anyway, it's I find it bizarre that, like, it's so weird. Like, when you see people who just don't get it, because we all love it and we understand it. I mean, to an extent, I get confused with some of the actual science. But we get the continuity business. We get all of that stuff. But we kind of, you know, we don't necessarily... you know, realize that the people in these shows sometimes are completely bewildered by it. Like another one is Sarah Sutton, who plays Nyssa, who, you know, her character is really intelligent and in charge of things. And to hear her when she's interviewed about it, she's like, I don't know any of what's going on. I have no idea. And you go, well, that takes an extra bit of skill, really. trying to play it like you know what's going on. Anyway, I've completely gotten distracted from Peter's message where he's talking about, you know, now that gravity's called Mavity, we know it's not called that. Is that part of reality? So, oh, I see. If not, then how long has this not been part of reality? When the Doctor and Donna see Wilf, the toy maker is already wrecking havoc. So how much of this is real? If it's not, then how far does it go back? I'd be interested in people's theories before they watch the final special. Oh, sorry, Peter. I didn't get around to your message until we've all watched the final special. But they didn't resolve the Mavity thing. So maybe it's still Mavity. I mean, you know, like, kind of being confused about the reality of Mavity is like being confused about the reality of the Daleks. Like, we know the Daleks aren't real in our universe, but we go with it. So now in the Doctor Who universe, it's Mavity. Like, that's what they call it. but, I, you know, it does kind of, you know, mess up my personal theory about Doctor Who, which is that when people take over the show, the showrunners, they don't write the stories themselves. Like, it's just the Doctor comes down and tells them the story, and they have to take notes, and then they just make a TV show out of what the Doctor's told them happened. And, you know, they fudge with it a bit so it makes dramatic sense. So maybe Mavity was a thing. Maybe it gets corrected one day and we all forget. Like, have you seen, I don't know if you've seen the Sandman episode, Dream of a Thousand Cats, or read the comic, which is where I know the idea from. But in that episode, it's animated and it's beautiful. Like, the animation is just gorgeous. It's about a kitten who is called to a conference. There's a cat that's traveling around the world and telling stories to all the other cats about the fact that once upon a time, cats were the rulers of the world. Like, they had pet humans and they would toy with them and sometimes eat them. And they were like, humans were the size of cats, and cats were the size of humans. And it all makes more sense than anything in the musical Cats. Anyway, that whole thing was, you know, they just one day, the humans kind of got together and started to believe that they were in charge. And so they dreamed about it and they thought about it. And one day the world reshaped itself all the way back because the humans had dreamed that they were in charge. And it was up to the cats now to all kind of get together and dream that they are in charge. And it'll revert back to the way things were, or the way things are supposed to be. And I find that like kind of a fascinating way to think about how this stuff kind of works. Like, you know, maybe that's what's happening with Mavity. Like, one day that's the way the world is. And it's going to take some sort of effort to make it go back to the original way. Or it's my other weird theory, which is about the various kind of offshoots of the Doctor's life, which is because the Doctor's constantly messing about with cause and effect and causality and you know, that idea that if you make a different decision, it creates a parallel universe. Like, I know, like, there was a whole different universes thing with Tectarian in between, but this is more like a branching universe. So there are timelines where the Doctor has survived for, you know, like, where the curator is still the same Doctor that never regenerated into Peter Davison. And, you know, the Peter Davison Doctor that turns up in Time Crash is still the same Doctor. Like, it's just an ongoing Doctor. And, you know, it's like Schrodinger's cat. It's like the Doctor in one reality is regenerated into Colin Baker. And in another is still traveling and occasionally bumps into Tegan and that kind of thing. So it's, you know, both of those things are true at the same time. Like, that's how, you know, quantum theory works. So, and we're dealing with, you know, a very strange alien science. So why can't it work like that? Why can't there be two different versions of the same doctor? Like, why do we have to have it fit our linear narrative? Because that's the way we've decided that the canon of this show works. Why can't it be both of those things are true? Because we haven't looked inside the box and seen whether one of them is true or not until, you know, you look at one and it coalesces into that reality. But then does it wipe out the other reality, or does that still exist? I don't know. It's a lot. I don't know how I got to weird quantum theory here, but that's where I ended up at. I'm very confused. Anyway, thank you, Peter, for all of that. It's been a delight. Just quickly, Alyssa says, "Ooh, good pickup with the TARDIS. I'm curious to know if the TARDIS is going to warn the Doctor by ways of song from now on. Surely the Doctor will go back and correct Isaac and maybe other things that will get left up to fan fiction." Might go back and correct Isaac, or has gone back and corrected Isaac at another point, and it just hasn't filtered through to this timeline yet. Like, it's just sort of a, you know, this is a time eddy and cosmic ray rippling out from this moment, and it has kind of changed things semi-permanently. So, like, everyone says Mavity for a while, and then it just sort of reverts one day. Like, it was like a ripple. Like, you know, you throw a stone in a pond and the ripple goes out. And so bumping into Isaac and, you know, making him call it Mavity, that's something that happens. And then over, you know, time reasserts itself somehow. And that ripple, the lake becomes flat again, and we all go back to saying gravity. I nearly said Mavity at that time. Oh, my God. What if it's changing for me now? Oh, my God. The theory dome. It's in the bubble universe. Oh, my God. I've been infected by the Mavity.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.